Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners. Listen to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Welcome to it.
Oh, hi. I was taking a selfie.
Yes,
we have guests.
Something unusual.
We have guests in the studio today. We have the Second Amendment Women Group Elders. Oh, I call them elders. They're going to be pissed at me. We have Sherry and Sandra. So we have another week with two Sandys in the studio.
In the studio, yeah.
Guys, say hello.
Hello.
Hey.
We're going to have them on for two segments, and then the great one, Evan Knappen, is going to do cleanup for you guys. How do you like that? First of all, I want to commend you guys for everything that you've been doing with outreach and your events and using my place and traveling all over the state. I think it's great what you're doing. So now it's time for you to tell us your website, contact email, so they don't contact Gun for Hire or talk back at Gun for Hire Radio, and give us a synopsis of what's going on and what you're doing. Hit it.
Okay, so our contact information is sawshootingclub.com, and the email is easy. It's sawshootingclub@gmail.com. That's how you can reach us. We're also on Facebook. You can get all those links from the homepage on the website. That's probably the most updated place to get information on our events. We have a lot of events planned this month, actually. Last night, we had our port meetup at the New Range Garden State Shooting Club.
TJ and those guys?
Yes.
How'd you do? Good?
It was great.
They're in Brick, they're, right?
Yeah, Lakewood area.
Lakewood area, yes.
Fabulous group of women down there.
I see former forward. Brick Armory, is that?
Yes.
Really nice place and really nice women.
Great.
And we're looking forward to...
So their reach is expanding now for our listeners out there. So anybody listening who's not female but knows a female, unless you're a cave troll like Sandy, you have to know... Berardi, by the way. You have to know some females and let them know. What is the age requirement for to come in and get involved?
Depends on the range, right, what their rules are.
Well, we're 8 years old and up here.
Yeah.
And I've seen young kids come with their moms when they come to the meetups. And, I mean, you guys do a phenomenal job. And what the best part about it is it's a woman's group that was founded by women, run by women, predominantly taught by women unless they bring an expert in for some area of expertise. But it's these guys talking about the issues that confront them today, especially in a state like New Jersey. Am I correct?
Yes.
Both so. NRA certified instructors.
Yes, we are.
Across the board, yes. They've taken a lot of high level classes. Yep. They're both, you have Saber Mace too. You right? You teach Mace?
Yes, I'm classes. A Saber instructor, and both of us are range safety officers. I'm a chief range safety officer with NRA, and Sandy does IDPA.
I shoot safety IDPA.
So you're an RO with
I'm an
IDPA.
RO for IDPA.
And you're also martial arts thingy jingy too.
Yes, yes, I am.
And they have multiple children each, so again, they can address the issues of guns and kids in the home.
Definitely.
And when to introduce your children to firearms and et cetera, et cetera. And I'm not going to get into detail, but some of them in this room shared stories with me where they were victims of some violence when they were younger and everything, correct? So they've been around. Mm-hmm. And again, you're going to be hearing a woman's perspective on what best way to walk through a parking deck. I tell everybody, I'm 54 years old, I'm 215 pounds. I'm a scared at night to walk through a parking deck.
Yeah.
Right,
absolutely,
Sandy?
Absolutely, sure.
I mean, I have my radar up. I'm like in condition
always.
Orange
always.
When I'm in a parking garage. Not yellow, I'm in orange. And when I'm walking between cars and I'm approaching my car.
And rightfully so.
Yeah, so but if these two guys... standing head and shoulders aren't as tall as me.
Yeah, that's very true.
All right, and they're female. Yeah. So again, you know, not that the bad guy's not going to know what he's messing with, but it's very easy to become a victim.
We really, really emphasize situational awareness in every class, whether it's a self-defense class or a firearms class. You usually have multiple opportunities to avoid a situation before you have to choose how you're going to defend yourself.
And it is a situation that is real today because even though violent crime nationally is going down, crime against women is going up.
It's going up.
It's a really weird sort of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Crime against women is going up. I mean, look at what happened with Carol Baum. I mean,
awful.
And that happens all the time. It's just that we know about this because it made, you know, sensational. Right. It was sensationalized a
yes.
little bit.
You
know
that finally.
Finally.
That Neptune police officer that murdered his wife in the car with the 7-year-old in, mm-hmm. in the
mm-hmm.
car.
Yeah.
They had a 12-year history of domestic violence, and he was still a cop, and he still had a gun on.
Because he wasn't subject to confiscation.
Because he's okay to have a gun, not like a civilian. Mm-hmm. Only police should have guns.
There's a huge lawsuit that's going to happen there, but that mom's never coming back. They had 9 kids, by the way.
They had 9 children.
Yeah. 9 children.
And some of our listeners knew them personally.
Really?
Family. Yeah.
Wow. That's horrible. Mm-hmm. That's horrible. So what do you have on the horizon? Give us an example of a few of your classes that anyone who hasn't gotten involved in a SAW group. Now, what's the cost to become a member of a SAW group?
It's $25 a year.
And what do you get for that?
You get many discounts, including here at the Woodland Park Range. I believe the members get 10% off here, either on a membership or on other things. Same thing at Garden State Shooting Center. And on our website, there's a list of all the websites and other places that give us discounts.
Excellent.
To our members. It's growing, a growing list. I guess our most popular events are our port meetups, which we started here at Woodland Park Range, and they're just growing and growing every month. It's once a month. All the dates are on the website. The next one is next week,
July
16th.
Good.
At 7 p.m. here. And
I'll be at that one.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
the missing Sandy lately.
Yes.
We miss you.
Life gets in the way.
Yes,
sometimes. You have 3 kids.
But
so.
we've been really getting many, many new shooters every month. So we've changed our program a little bit, where we do a little more introduction before we go into the range, because people are coming in that have really never held a gun before. So the education.
So these are real first timers. I mean,
real first timers, never touched a gun.
Wow.
In the beginning, it was not like that, but people are bringing their friends in. And
going to say, how are they finding out about it?
And on Facebook and in other places, we've got our little emissaries out there that have been helping us.
We put a SAW brochure in every First Steps pistol packet that we give here to males and females. And all of our instructors talk about the SAW group for a couple of minutes in the beginning of class.
We appreciate that. You're welcome.
Well, what it is, we have a lot of times we'll have a guy who'll come and take class, and he's trying to figure out a way to get his wife on board. And what better way to get his wife on board than tell her to come to a SAW event and let her meet a group of other women who share the same concerns, so it's not a testosterone-filled type of meeting or something, you know.
It's a big issue. It has always been a big issue, and we're seeing so many more women in the past, I'd say, 3 or 4 years.
It's exploded.
It's exponential. Right, exactly.
I started
Incredible.
3 years ago, and Sherry was the first girl that I was standing next to in training, and now it seems pretty much even at times.
Right.
There's so many women getting involved. Well,
come here on a Friday or a Saturday, and it's hard to describe, but it is probably 4 or 5 women for every male.
Mm-hmm. It's great.
Yeah.
It's just great to see.
The best part is now we're starting to see groups of women come in. Sans men. No men.
Right.
Women. Yes, yes,
and
yes.
I
yes.
really like that. You know, I see 2 women. I had 2 women come in last night. They're college students in NYU. They were from India, and they always wanted to shoot a gun. I ended up speaking to them for about 10 minutes, and they said they checked out our website. They looked at the reviews. They saw pictures of other women shooting, because that's why I feel you guys are so important,
mm-hmm.
because they had to see other pictures for them to feel comfortable to walk into my door.
Right.
And that's why you guys are so important, because the guy thing is, I told you, it's played out. We need to go after the next level. You know, if we saturate...
Well, it's kind of going the other way. The next level is going out after the guy thing.
Correct.
It's kind of, which is great. This is organic.
Members in our club where they're the gun owners in the family.
Right.
The husbands don't own anything.
Exactly. I have two people on my staff. It's the same way. The women are the ones who understand about the need for self-protection,
mm-hmm.
understand they have, and what the impetus was, they had their first child.
Right.
And yet...
That protective thing comes in.
And what's amazing to me is that the husband tends to be the anti-gun one in both of their relationships. Well, you know, it's just really, I think this is kind of crazy, but...
Well, then he knows he has to stay in line.
Yeah, it could be.
I've had women that are like, my husband travels a lot, but he doesn't want me to get a gun. I'm like, well, that's pretty selfish.
Yeah, that's really stupid.
You know, you're not home. You're going to call 911. You see how that works.
Yeah.
So what other classes? Port meetups are great. Anything involving food? I'm hungry right now.
You just ate.
We don't have anything involving food on the schedule right
it's
now.
It's summer. We should do a barbecue.
We should do a barbecue. We did a couple last summer.
Barbecue's good.
We've started this new event here, which we're having one Wednesday night. We do it once a month on a Wednesday night, where it's called Buying a Gun in New Jersey. Because we've been getting all these new people into the club who've never actually touched a gun, they come, they take a couple shots, and then they're like,
surprise!
What do I do next? So it's kind of talking about the process in New Jersey, what it's all about, because it's a little bit of a slow introduction to gun ownership, and especially here in our state, because there are so many intricacies. And so we've been getting a few people that have been coming. It's only been maybe the second or third time we've done it, but we have the schedule planned through December, and we hope to continue that here. Thank you very much for hosting us.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. And it's really just a chance to come and ask questions. We have the paperwork. We know that some
so
police departments are
So you lead them right through the paperwork and everything else?
If they have questions,
absolutely. It can be daunting.
Yeah, it is.
Really
I wish they had
daunting.
Had that when I started. When I started, I called the bullet hole. They told me what to do. I hung up, and 5 minutes later, I was like, do what now? You know, call the police station. Right. And it's confusing.
Sandy and I are always available. I always tell people at the beginning of all of our classes that I certainly don't have the answers to everything, but I will find the answers for them. So, you know, email us, Facebook us. We have a phone number on there, too. And we'll be happy to answer any questions or find the answers.
Great.
It's really cool. I love the way this is really growing organically. And, and the fact that it's spreading all over the state. Now I've got to get my wife involved now since I know you're getting closer and closer to me. Well, she's involved, but, you know,
she's
like everything else, she needs to have fun. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
A dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com. Waldorf Chiropractic is located in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Dr. Eric is a strong supporter of the Second Amendment and our gun rights in the state of New Jersey. As we say, support those who support us. He has also published a book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. So if you or anyone you know lives within a 30-mile radius of Bridgewater, New Jersey, check out Waldorf Family Chiropractic. If not, just send him an email and thank him for his support. Again, support those who support us. So ladies, real quick, you're both going to be in a Spartan race?
Yes.
Yes.
106 of us, the largest team in New Jersey.
I think we have that sewn up.
Yes, I think
so. My son is racing with me, too.
Great. Sandra is By the way, Sandra is one of the team captains. She's been spearheading it with Matt, coordinating with everybody. Mm-hmm. We have the shirt sizes. We'll be getting all the names down, yeah. Everything finalized for that. That's going to be a really cool event. September 13th, I believe.
September 13th,
right?
Sunday.
I believe I'm flying to either Italy or China the next day. I haven't picked what country yet. I'm celebrating
you're
stuff.
Flying first class.
Yeah, I don't know yet.
You're just going to wing it. You're going to show up at Newark Airport and go,
I'll go on this weekend. I want to go to Italy and China.
At the same time?
No, I don't know which one I'm going to go first. I'm going to see which one's better in September. Weather-wise,
better in September is absolutely Italy. Italy's
better.
How
do you know?
All the time.
Oh, but I want to go see the Great Wall. You know, I helped build it.
Well, that's very true. We all helped build it. We're still building the damn thing.
Nice. But so if you're not in the Spartan race, you got locked out this year. Too bad. But we're going to kick ass. Bill Hauser's going to be there with a drone following us. He's going to be taking
video.
We're
going to have one of those flying drones.
Yes, we have a drone. Because we're going to. Most of us, I believe, are going to run as a team because we're planning on helping each other. Because mm-hmm. I know I ain't doing all them burpees. But anyway, we're bringing a few sheets. Some of the things Sherry already said, we're going to toss her over.
Please. Yes.
And catch her with a sheet, fireman style. Whatever we
I'm
have to do.
It.
No, don't worry. We should probably all wear like those vests like a parachuter wear so we can just, just throw and throw over cables and
like
stuff.
Like a little catapult.
Exactly. Probably. Whatever we have to do. But I want to commend you guys for being a part of it. And remember now, I'm donating $10 a person to the SAW group.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And we have two other attendees are donating $1 a person. Per attendee, so maybe we'll get a few more that'll jump in. We'll probably have a 50-50 or something at the dinner, and the proceeds will probably go to SAW Group too. So we'll be doing a couple of the good things. So let's kick ass on it. So what else do you guys have coming up? Talk to me.
We have a tour coming up of the Keystone Sporting Arms factory in Milton, Pennsylvania. It's free. It's a free event for members. We're getting just a great tour of their production. Anybody who is interested in ordering a rifle in advance and watching it being built while they're there on the tour, kids are welcome. They can do that.
Nice.
It's one of our members bought their son a gift, and he gets to watch his rifle being built that day.
Make the cricket.
That is really
yes.
cool.
Oh, great.
Yeah. They also make the cricket rifle, which mm-hmm. is great for small children,
yeah.
lightweight. I think it weighs 3 or 4 pounds.
They grow out of it fast, but that 2 or 3 year window with a cricket, there's no better gun
mm-hmm. yeah.
to fit a kid. They're all, but as soon as they hit like 11, it's no good anymore. Yeah. But like an 8-year-old, cricket is fine. For
That's
that 8
Molly
to
has.
Like 10, 12 years old, right? How old is Molly?
She's going to be 9 in October.
Yeah, so she'll grow out of it, you know, before you know it.
My son loves his. He
By
sits
college.
There in the port. When I come with him, I'm not shooting because he sits there one at a time. He removes the rounds and he just has a fabulous time.
It's great too because it gives him an opportunity to work and they can't blow through a bunch of rounds.
Right.
As you stand there staring at money floating in the your boxes and boxes of ammo.
You know, there's a lot to be said about a single shot because they have to go through you martial artists. Mm-hmm. They call it a kata. You know, they have to go through a kata. They have to eject the cartridge, put a new cartridge
right.
in, set up. Line up sight, mm-hmm. squeeze trigger, follow through, eject, go back. If you give a kid a semi-auto and a brick of ammo, 7 minutes later they come back and say, Mom, done.
Yeah, right.
500 rounds.
And they really learned nothing, too, right?
Correct. Spray
they
and pray.
Absolutely nothing.
Spray
yes.
and pray.
He actually enjoys when he ejects it, seeing how far that'll go. Well, so it's like a whole experience for
boy.
Him.
Are you guys going to do another Christmas party at Ron Sousa's place this year?
We would love to.
Yes, we would love
Ron
to.
Ron Sousa, is the place available? We need some dates, Ron. Ron. And also,
no pressure, Ron.
No pressure at all.
I'm expanding to the 30,000 square feet next door. You guys will have a lot more versatility, a lot more flexibility
Wonderful.
When that happens.
Great.
There's no
great.
Ranges on the horizon immediately, but there's a lot more classrooms, retail area. It opens up 40 more parking spaces. So you guys will be able to do a lot more.
Looking forward to
instead
it.
Of great. Just doing like Sunday night events or whatever. So it'll be more flexibility coming up. The other thing with the SAW Group is... I have 160 guns for rent, and it's great for someone to come in and try a gun they never shot before. But with the SAW Group, they all bring their guns on their port mm-hmm. meetup night. So you have a new shooter, female, that mm-hmm. is interested in buying another gun. Now they get the opinion right from the horse's,
right.
the proverbial horse's
right.
mouth, right?
Yep.
So, Sandy, how do you like your Ruger 1022.
Right.
And the conversation goes
It turns
from there.
Into musical ports because everybody has their firearms in the port, and we let people come in and try ours and, try theirs. And it's really.
This is $25 a year, and you get a ton of discounts. We get a discounted gun for hire at the range here. Plus, you get a ton of freebies. These guys get all kinds of discounts across the board.
And the socialization is important, too.
Yes,
absolutely. That's one of the greatest things that I really enjoy, aside from getting to try everybody's guns. You just get to talk with other women and hang out, even while we're in the range shooting. It's socializing. It's a lot of fun.
We have saw brochures at the range. If anybody you know wants them, just come down and ask. And we also, there's a poster up outside the large classroom of the saw group. And what's the website again?
It's sawshootingclub.com, and you can email us at sawshootingclub@gmail.com.
I mean, it's simple enough. So anybody that emails Anthony at Gunfire or Talkback at Gunfire Radio with those questions, I'll choke you out like a Brazilian jiu-jitsu fighter. I haven't done it yet, but I'll try. There we go. Throat punch. I prefer that. You guys do self-defense stuff, too, with the ladies, right? It's not all about guns, right?
Yes.
You go over mace, you go over
some basic beginner martial art moves, martial arts moves that could save your life.
Like a throat punch?
Like a throat punch, yeah. We did throat punches the last time. They loved it.
I had to be Sandy's Uki last time.
Yes.
And she had me on the ground a couple times.
You've used Bill Fearon as a test. I mean, now Bill, everyone knows Bill is battling brain cancer. One of my instructors and a New Jersey State Trooper. There's going to be a wrestling event fundraiser for him in about a month. And September 29th, we're having a beefsteak at the Brownstone. Details to follow. I'll have Jimmy on the show next week. We're going to have a beefsteak fundraiser for Bill and his family to come down so everybody can come down. And maybe we can use him as a dummy again because he so enjoys that. He has a very positive outlook on everything, and he's kicking ass. So just a shout out.
He's a great supporter of our group. We really appreciate it, and we wish him
Guys, I'm throwing you out. Give me your website again.
It's sawshootingclub.com.
Love you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high-end. We use marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you. Freedom.
for the people.
With the news, events, and political shenanigans impacting your freedom, you're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
And we're back, and this segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suites. Their website is montvilleoffice.com. Ron Sousa's joint has 38 furnished private offices, telephone answering, mail receiving, forwarding, meeting rooms, and the ability to hold seminars and events up to 70 people. Visit montvilleoffice.com or Montville Executive Suites. Support
Ron Sousa's joint.
Support us. Now, as far as RecallSweeney.com, we still need volunteers and we still need money. So RecallSweeney.com and Alex at RecallSweeney.com. Alexander will be on next week with an update and a full schedule of petition drives and what we're going to be doing for the next 135 days to see this reality come across the board. Now, guess who's in the studio?
Abby Knappen.
Abby Knappen. Hi. And she brought some guy with her.
She brought her
some random dude.
Oh, some random dude. A random dude. Don't say that in front of your father. You're not bringing no random dudes home. That's for sure. We have the great one, Evan Knappen, and his daughter.
Hi.
Evan, how many people have you gotten pardoned and acquitted and et cetera,
Oh, my God. I can't even count how many. But
well, how many stars are in the sky?
We've done a lot of good work, I'm happy to say. We've been able to save a lot of folks. And, of course, there's the famous pardons that are out there. A lot of stuff going on.
I'm gonna hit you with some questions and
go
stuff.
Ahead.
By the way, for you people that don't know this, if you've heard of like Second Amendment Foundation, every year they have a gun rights policy conference. Well, John Willett from the Bear Arms podcast had an idea of having a New Jersey-centric conference, and it's going to be in Gloucester County. Gloucester County, October 3rd at Gloucester Community College, I think, or whatever.
Or Gloucester Community College.
Gloucester Community College, whatever, I don't care.
Either one.
October 3rd, and we're going to have some people there you might have heard of before. Evan Knappen speaking.
I am.
Scott Bach, Anthony Colandro, Ainsley.
I've heard of him, too.
Reynolds, Shanine Allen, Stefan Josie, Tony Simon, Aris Danielis. RTSP is going to have a booth. Gun for Hire is going to have a booth. We're also trying to get Keith Pantaleon and Van Gilder. We need their contact information if anybody has it. We're going to get these people on. We're having our own Second Amendment conference in New Jersey, and we're going to have activists speak, and we're going to have people who are on the receiving end of New Jersey's gun laws. Save the date. It's October 3rd. We will be talking more about it as we proceed. It's about 84 days away. So, Evan, real quick, can you give us any updates on the national reciprocity bills? Gene Ross wanted to know.
Right now, they're, of course, pending federally, and I suspect within the next couple months we're going to see some major action.
And how are you feeling about it?
I'm feeling cautiously optimistic. This is when the major appropriation bills is coming due, the one that can shut down the government. It's going to happen in September. And I suspect between now and then, that's when we're going to see the move made to attach as the amendment the National Reciprocity Bill. So at that point, you're going to probably see it go right to the most challenging aspect of it, which will be getting through the Senate. And that means getting the 60 votes for cloture. So keep your fingers crossed. I'm optimistic. We were only 2 votes short last time, and we've had, I think, 2 election cycles of good pro-gun change.
Yes.
So we get it through, it'll get attached, and then the occupier-in-chief can sign
it
as an appropriation
bill. Does it also have to go through the House
bill.
Also? Or?
It does have to go through the House, but the House, I think, is strong that, and there's no cloture. It would be a majority
just
of the House.
Vote.
Whereas the Senate, the majority isn't the problem. It's getting the 60 so that you can get it to the vote, because that cloture is what substitute for filibuster.
Correct.
So I think we can beat it this time. And not only that, there's a whole bunch of other pro-gun bills that are pending federally. I think we're going to see a lot of activity. Remember, this is dovetailing right into the election cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So folks don't necessarily want to be anti-gun now, except for Hillary Clinton, who is now making part of her platform because she's trying to distinguish herself from Sanders, who was more, I'm not saying he's pro-gun, but he was significantly more pro-gun than Hillary. And so I guess
which
that's
is amazing
part of it.
For a socialist.
And and remember the money there of the you know, it's
that's
just,
right. He's got a good memory where Hillary doesn't.
Right.
All right. So now here's something else I want to talk about. When we were doing the Recall Sweeney event, we had a limo driver there, Vitaly Believ, and he spoke to me. And Evan answered this for me privately, but if you own a food truck, or you own your own limousine, or you own any type of establishment on wheels, can you get a carry permit in the state of New Jersey, Evan?
Well, the carry permit standard does not change for anybody. It doesn't matter about whether you're a food cart or not. It's whether you can show justifiable need, which is the incredibly difficult thing to show. As far as place of business exemption, it specifically says it has to be a fixed location. Yeah. So you cannot carry there since it's not a fixed location if it's a food cart.
Since you're a, yeah, since unless you're a, the food limo court driver, no.
And limo, no. But if you're in a, if you're on your own land or property owned or possessed by you, then you're exempt. But other than that, you're not.
And if so, that food cart was, say, a stationary thing, like, you know, on a boardwalk where they have a, well, take a food cart and they'll pop it up there, it may be a container. You know, one of the, because now since Hurricane Sandy, they can't build any more buildings on the beaches, so they have these giant containers. Would that consider? Would that even though they're renting the land?
If they're
land,
renting, then they'd have to argue it's place of business and land owned or possessed, and it's actually a fixed location. Hmm. It's kind of like I get your trailer home if you're if it's a fixed, like they'll often station make them more stationary to it. I mean, it could get into a whole fact battle, but ultimately it's going to be 12 people who aren't smart enough to avoid jury duty that
right.
will make
Who's
the decision.
Make a decision.
Right. That's how it goes. Uh-huh.
So listen, so that answers that question. Let's talk about another one. This is from Owen Berman. I have a question for Evan Knappman for next time he's on the show. My question relates to handgun possession. I own my own home, and my driver's license and FID card is listed there. However, I spend anywhere from 2 to 4 days a week at my parents' house, my last address prior to buying my own house. Since I consider it a part-time residence, can I legally possess a handgun there?
Well, New Jersey is going to give you a problem because you have to be within exemption for your possession of a handgun. Being that you don't have a carry license, then what exemption are you going to rely upon? Are you going to rely upon 2C39-6E that says it's your home? Well, it's not your home. Is it arguably your dwelling? Maybe it's your dwelling. That's about the best you're going to do. It's not land owned or possessed by you. So if unless you can somehow prove it's your dwelling, but instead you're just staying overnight at mom's or whatever, you know, it's going to be a problem. And these exemptions are the defenses that you have to end up proving you're within, because New Jersey switches the burden so that you're guilty till proven innocent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every person listening right now, if you have a handgun in your home, there's an exemption under 2C39-6E that says you're exempt for possessing a handgun in your home. The problem is 2C39-5 says any person who possesses a handgun, including an antique handgun, without having first obtained a permit to carry, is guilty of a crime of the second degree. Well, you don't have a permit to carry, so how are you doing it? You're only doing it by way of the exemptions, and the exemptions are your burden to prove. So you could be arrested right in your home by an officer, charged with illegal possession of a handgun,
even though
it's your put in jail and forced to your proofs, and not even by way of a motion will you get it dismissed, but forced to go to a jury and convince the jury that this actually was your home. Every gun owner in New Jersey lives under a presumption of illegality, a presumption of being arrested.
The law specifically says, as you've said many times, you are a gun owner at your own peril.
And you are. And that's the state versus Pelletieri. You do this at your peril. It's not reasonable in how it's applied. It's perilous. And what makes it even more humorous is this is a constitutional right that's treated in this manner.
Yes, exactly.
It is insane.
Exactly. Imagine if you had to prove that you were fall within the exemption to be able to read a newspaper.
Right. Or before you make any posting on Facebook, you have to fill out a 4473 and get a background
check. Right.
And then you can make your posting after you're approved.
Yes. But only if you have a
and only for 24 cause. Hours. Yes, that's it. Because then every day you'd have to redo it.
Yes, because it's right. only one posting a day.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And then and by the way, if you make multiple postings, then the have
FBI,
to be reported.
The FBI
or have
has
to be
to get
reported
involved.
As a multiple Facebook posters.
That's right.
Because
under
we
suspicion.
Know about that,
yes,
right?
We know about these people. Mm-hmm. And if you were a vet and you made a post.
Well, and, vets have special disqualifiers because of what they have been through.
Yes,
yeah,
of
special
course.
Disqualifiers.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So the same thing applies to if I am a Pennsylvania resident or a Virginia resident and I happen to be visiting the Jersey Shore, the wonderful Jersey Shore, and I stay in a hotel and I happen to bring with me my handgun.
Yeah, that's very problematic because New Jersey will not recognize your license. And New Jersey, in terms of exemption, they are very hesitant to recognize hotels. And there's case law that cuts against that. So my argument, why isn't it your dwelling? And I guess ultimately it becomes a jury question.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just very problematic on that. Now,
and you can't even leave it in the trunk of the car, really. I mean, because
the only thing you could do is if you are transporting it not readily accessible and you're trying to utilize Title 18, 926A, so you better be going from wherever you left, Virginia, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey, it better not be your ending destination.
Yeah.
Because you're going
to
need to
drive to
New
Connecticut
Jersey.
Just in case.
That's right. Hey, I'm always on my way to
I'm always
Florida,
on my way somewhere.
You know? Right, exactly.
I'm just heading somewhere.
Somewhere.
When we come back, I'm going to talk a real quick ad, and then Abby's got something for us.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
That's it.
And
this segment is brought to you by Philly Firearms Training, PHILLY, guntraining.com. You're fine. PhillyGunTraining.com. You're fine, Abby. Jose has a great place down in Philadelphia. In what neighborhood, Sandy?
In the Spring Garden neighborhood, just up from the Northern Liberties on Spring Garden Street.
Check him out.
933 Spring Garden.
So, Abby, what do you got? You brought a guitar?
Yes.
You know what? She has a guitar here, and she has written
a
parody of a song, but it's a parody in full support and favor of Gun for Hire, which is her favorite place in the world.
I'm
not exaggerating. To come and visit. She loves it. She talks about it all the time. She can't wait. She's been so looking forward to this. Go ahead.
One of the things is actually in my Me magazine, it was a project I had to do in eighth grade. And it had a question because it was like asking about you and you had to really describe things. And one of the questions was, what is your favorite place ever to visit or where would you just love to go if you could just go today? And I wrote you guys down.
That's what she loves. It's how she really feels.
I teach her actually.
It's
like
true.
Good.
So she wrote this song.
Perfect.
And it's a parody of what song is it?
It's called Marry You by Bruno Mars.
Okay, but here's
but
you have the
I
whole lyric.
I changed it to Shoot With You, and this is basically
go ahead, shoot
a song
with you.
That
like
I
that.
Sing to my father
that's
anytime
right.
I'm begging to come to this place.
Begging dad to come to Gun for Hire.
I'm just like,
come
hey,
on.
Come
and she's
come.
On her Taylor guitar, and she's going to sing this. Go
Abby
for it, man.
Interesting.
Go ahead.
Let's hit
get
it.
Her rolling.
Okay. It's a beautiful day. We're looking for something fun. Hey, Daddy, Who cares if we're bad? Got a lot of people who could help us. No matter what, we'll have fun, Dad. No say no, 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 no. Just say a beautiful day. We're looking for something fun to do. Hey, Daddy, I think I want to shoot with you. Is it the look in your eyes, or is it my AR-15? Hey, Daddy, I just want to shoot with you. I'll go get some targets. Please don't forget the protection. If you wake up and you want to make up a gun song, no, I won't blame you. It's actually fun, Dad. No, say no, 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 no. Say yeah, 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 yeah. And we'll go, 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 go. If you're ready, like I'm ready, because it's a beautiful something fun to do. Hey, Daddy, I think I want to shoot with you. Is it the look in your eyes, or is it my 44 Magnum? Hey, Daddy, I just want to shoot with you. Just say we'll shoot.
Excellent.
The most talented person we've had on the show in 5 years.
There is absolutely no limits to the talent in the Mappin family.
I'm honored that this is her favorite place. She lives in friggin' New Hampshire where you can do anything.
She
wants to come to my place in New Jersey.
It's
well,
awesome
you got pork
here,
roll here, too.
This is true. Did you shoot enough today?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I think they might be annoyed at me over there at the counter because they keep asking, can I shoot something?
No,
sure.
No, they're not. That's pretty cool. This is how – that was great, by the way. Thank you. This is how it works in other states, too, now. Evan, did you hear about Devin Staples in Maine? He put a firework on top of his head and blew his head off.
Right.
And died, 22 years old. He was drunk. And his mother
he
is
won
calling
the Darwin
for,
Award.
Yes, his mother is calling for stricter fireworks laws.
Well, they're putting a law forward that says you put warnings on the fireworks. It says do not place
on
your
head
or shove up your ass. And they make it clear because people, you know, get these strange inclinations with fireworks.
Of course.
And of course, he obviously loaded it backwards because it blew up, which is what happens. And, you know, it's just, but we live in a society where it's the lowest common denominator. Look, you know, if you go to the supermarket and you look at Preparation H, right on it says do not eat.
Do not eat.
You know some idiot ate a whole tube of that crap.
Exactly right.
Of course, right?
This is a precedent.
So there's nothing too dumb to warn about in America. That's how it goes.
That's
the lowest
for sure.
common denominator,
that
man.
That was an email I got from one of our listeners, Jamie Rick from Branchburg, New Jersey. He talked about him getting the Darwin Award as well, Devon Staples. So he's dead now, and that's
That's good.
So he can't make children who will do worse things, maybe harm other people.
Right. There's no fear of him replicating. Yeah.
So, Ev, what do you have going on? I mean, what's going on in the state right now? What cases can you talk about?
We just had a nice case.
Don't talk about my case.
I'm not. We just had a real nice case dismissed administratively regarding a military guy who had his guns. And, you know, since the Shanine Allen and all that, the prosecutors have been much more reasonable, shall we say. And they're starting to see that, you know, with pardons being issued by the governor and with people genuinely suffering, I'm happy to say that they're using their discretion much more. And so be it. I'm glad. But, of course, we need real legislative change. I mean, we can't depend on the on the benevolence of prosecutors, but luckily they have been better lately. But still, folks are facing serious problems. And here, I've filed with the Attorney General's office to get copies of their assault firearm report that was supposed to be done every year for the last 25 years.
I mentioned this to Sandy last week.
And it has been filed, and now we're waiting, and they said they're working on it, but I can't wait to see what they have, because they have to, 25 years of reports that were presented to the legislature that none of us have ever seen or heard of.
They were never presented.
I think it should be very interesting, especially since part of what they were supposed to do, part of what they're supposed to do was identify every crime committed with an assault firearm, how many people died from assault firearms, and the fact is, you and I know it's extraordinarily small. I mean, it may have even been zero many, many times. No joke.
It may have.
You know, many times.
Multiple years were
multiple
zero.
Years of nothing.
24 out of 25
And no one wants to present nothing when you have such a law putting away for 10 years with 3.5 to 5, no chance of parole. Yeah, right. And it means nothing. And on top of that, they were supposed to make recommendations every year of what guns should be added to the list, be based on all the crime statistics they were compiling.
Sure, of course.
But also guns that should be removed from the list based on all those statistics.
Oh, my goodness.
And I think there's going to be plenty of guns that need to come off the list, mainly the entire definition, when the statistics show that there's nothing to this. It's just absolute BS.
They'll keep the Barrett 50.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing. Which is important, since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
And we have autographed copies of Knappen's new revised gun law book, which also has a whole chapter on what, Evan?
Knives
in New Jersey.
Bladed weapons.
Sharp things.
And let's talk about it. Well, let's talk a little bit about knives in New Jersey.
What do you want to know about knives in New Jersey?
What can we and can't we have?
Right.
Okay. When it comes to knives in New Jersey, you have what are called the per se weapons, which are gravity knives, daggers, stilettos, dirks, and switchblades, and ballistic knives. Those are the per se's that are basically prohibited unless you can prove a manifest lawful purpose for why you have them. And the burden of proof is shifted to you, so you can be charged, and then you have to present that as a defense.
Same as a gun, where you're charged,
yeah.
Now you have
right,
to...
but you have to prove that on the per se. So the per se is technically for possession. You could possess them, and I've had collections of switchblades returned to my clients because I was able to show they were collectors and had a manifest lawful purpose. The other side of the coin, though, if they're not a per se, just like a regular folding knife, pocket knife, you know, type of deal that's not a switchblade, dagger, dirk, stiletto, or gravity knife or ballistic knife. So a knife other than those falls under the other weapons prohibition. But in the other weapons prohibition, the state has the burden to show that you possessed it under circumstances for its unlawful
reasons.
Yeah, for its right, based on its unlawful uses that it may have. So
but
that's the burden of the state. And so you can basically carry your pocket knife or, you know, your one-hand opener, whatever, as long as it's not switchblade or gravity knife, you're good to go.
Would I be expected to be arrested for that?
Well, if they were going to arrest you, they're going to have to show this. The burden of proof is actually on the state on that initial manifest. Well, the manifest goes the circumstances for the unlawful use. They're going to have to go at you and be able to, in some way, put that forward for the probable cause. Now, look, it doesn't mean that some crazy cop can't just arrest you and charge you because you have anything, you know, whatever they want to do.
Or stop you and question you because they see a pocket clip.
But in essence, as far as actually ending up with a conviction, that burden of proof is there. And unless they can make it, they're not going to be able to, you know, unless they can show. And if you're a law-abiding citizen, then you don't have circumstances for unlawful use going and you know where you're doing and you're good. The manifest lawful purpose that they require on the other one takes a lot more is a lot riskier because the burden's on you to have to show it as opposed to in the whole thing with criminal law is the burden shifting. It's incredibly important, not only what the burden is, in other words how high the burden is it preponderance of evidence, is it clear and convincing evidence, or is it proof beyond a reasonable doubt, which is the standard for conviction under criminal law? Not only is this the standard of burden, the high or degree of burden important, but who has it? And in our system, it's the state that has to prove each and every element of the offense beyond a reasonable doubt, except when it comes to gun laws.
Then it's the other way around.
Then they have to prove every element, but you have to prove certain defenses that you're within your home, and those exemptions and defenses you have to prove essentially by preponderance of the evidence. And once you prove that, then the state has to disprove the exemption by proof beyond a reasonable doubt. So you're guilty until proven innocent.
Just like in England.
Guilty till proven innocent.
Nice.
And that's the legal trick that's been applied to the gun laws to put the gun owner at the disadvantage.
Are there any other laws governing anything else criminal that have the same application? Where,
well, there are some laws in which you have to present defenses, like self-defense. Self-defense is defense. It's a defense. It's an affirmative defense. It's a defense that is found in terms of justification for the use of force. And if you're going to claim that you were justified in your use of force, which could be non-deadly or deadly, because you harmed someone, killed them, but you're saying, look, it's self-defense. I was justified to use deadly force. You're going to have to prove that defense. You're going to have to put some evidence forward
to show
and
that
show
really
that you
was.
Were justified and why to arguably preponderance of the evidence standard. Sometimes they'll say it's less, but arguably you have to make that showing. But what we're talking about there is kind of a difference. It goes to one's use of deadly force, which society, granted, has an interest in controlling one's use
and
of deadly force.
It's an intent. It's an action.
And right. And so you have that defense and have to present it. But what they've done is they've hijacked that and made it on a mere possessory offense, mere simple possession.
No victim, no bloodshed.
You have to prove you're within an exemption, pal.
Wow.
That's the difference.
So can I carry a 3-inch gravity knife in New Jersey?
Okay, do you know what the blade length restriction in New Jersey is?
Nope, tell me.
Nothing. There is no blade length restriction. That's why I asked. There's no statute that restricts blade length for carry. There's no statute that says your knife can't be larger than a fat cop's hand or something. You know, does they always love that one, the four fingers?
Right.
Well, what if they're fat fingers or thin fingers? Whatever. How about lady fingers, cookie fingers, whatever. So the thing is, no, none of that exists. There's no size limit. It's not about that. If you have a folding pocket knife and it's not a per se, you can have it on you as long as it's not under those circumstances for whatever lawful
uses
it may not be.
You did say gravity knife. Though.
Yeah. Well, gravity. Did you say gravity?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that.
I said gravity.
I didn't appreciate the gravity of the situation there. So the gravity knife is a per se. Gravity and switchblade is per se. So okay.
What
it means
about an auto assist?
Assisted is not a switchblade. An assisted is the same as an ordinary pocket
knife. So I could have a 3-inch
assisted.
Assisted.
A 3-inch assisted. You could actually even carry that.
Ha!
Look at that. It's ZT. Auto assist, so called. Assisted opener.
Zero
ZT. Tolerance. Assisted ZT. Beautiful knife. One of my favorites.
Very nice.
Super strong, tough.
Okay, I need to see
assisted
this.
Assisted opener. That is the best.
It is
really
radio.
Awesome, isn't it?
It is radio, so.
I know, so you got to
describe
here.
That.
Well, this is a
right?
ZT.
Looks like
ZT,
a crocodile.
Yeah, it's got special features, including the little kicker. It's got the Ken Onion assist. It's got the Strider blade, the Simonok grip surface, the overextend. It's a very super well-engineered knife by Zero Tolerance, which is part of Kershaw. It's a higher-end assisted opener. It's really one of the strongest assisted openers
made. So you
made.
Can carry a 3-inch assisted opener.
It's the,
you can carry a 6-inch assisted opener.
I want to talk. I want to get off knife.
It's the 0301 model here. Check
last,
that out.
Last week, I read on the air a post by your brother, Lou. How is he, by the way? He had an accident.
He did.
Okay?
Yeah, I got rear-ended yesterday night. He's okay. Thank you. But another...
Lou made a post about a gentleman who was on his property with his gun out, and he consented to a search, and he ended up... Now he's a felon, and they pled it down, and we talked about it on the show. We talked about SAC. Let's talk about it again. A cop is going to ask you, mind if I look around or something? Tell us what we're supposed to tell the
police.
Okay,
here's how it works, guys. You got to stand on your rights. It is very important. And when you stand on your rights, what are your rights? There's a little system we developed. It's in my book. It's on the back of the cards, Anthony, that
we're going to have a magnet
cards,
for this Christmas to put on
cards,
your safe.
And what stuff. It says is SAC, S-A-C. Remain silent. Ask for your attorney. Don't consent to anything without your attorney's advice. The only exceptions being if you are... driving, and they want exemplars such as blood or for DWI, blowing in. But basically, you don't consent to anything without your attorney's advice. You remain silent, and you ask for your attorney, because just by asking for your attorney, you protect yourself under the Sixth Amendment. So it's very important that you do this, because otherwise, you're going to get abused. And this is the abuse that we see happen. People consent, they give up their rights, and it absolutely harms them. And if they never did that, they wouldn't have any of the trouble that they have. And a part of the problem is the way the laws are set up. You don't know every law. You don't know. No one does. So don't be giving it away.
Even an attorney at that point.
Correct.
That's right.
If you want this in depth, the next time Napin will be here is Friday, October 16th. Friday, October 16th is the next Napin Gun Law Seminar. So you got July, August, September. You got 3.5 months. To book your date before it sells out. Abby, I can't thank you enough for coming on and showing us your talent. You can shoot some more guns while Dad's teaching. Evan, we love you straight up. I have some cigars for you,
man.
By the way.
Oh, now we're talking.
Some classes coming up. Urban classes, Urban Pistol 1, 2, and 3 in July and August. Urban Carbine 1, 2, and 3 in July and August. Urban Shotgun, August 15th. We have our medical classes, Wilderness First Aid, and, of course, our Prepper classes, and our CPR AED is also August 15th. Evan, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Keep
My
fighting.
Pleasure.
We're going to be doing October 3rd. Evan and I are going to be down at the SAFE Conference.
That's right.
Sandy
Safe
will
conference.
Be there, too. Everybody's going to be there. Saw Group, RTSP, Alexander Ruby,
and where's
and
it going to be
Bob.
Located?
Gloucester County.
Gloucester County.
That's what I needed to say.
Thank you, Evan.
I wanted to hear him say it.
Some bitches. Abby, say goodbye to everybody.
In Gloucester.
Goodbye.
Bye, Teddy. You're not on the show again, Teddy.
You Gloucester can, County.
You can get Evan Knappen's book.
You stopped your brother from being on.
Gun for Hire.
Gun for Hire. Come down to Woodland Park Range. We have autographed copies of
this. Yes, they do. Jimmy made me sit down and sign them all.
Signed 100 of them.
I did. My arm hurts.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gunfire Radio. Gunfire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and the Licensed Broadcast Media Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Colangelo, the great Evan Knappen.
Thank you.
And Abby, thank you so much. A new songstress. And this is wonderful. We will see. Evan, that's great. Say goodbye, Winston. See you guys next week. We love you.